My poems are mostly sad. I have one of my oldest friends who is currently my roommate. Her mother read my book of poems and my book of short stories, and she says she came up to me and said, "Ben, really, you seemed like such a happy person." But I do have a sense of humor. And I'd like to read you a poem now. And this is another new one as well. Some of these are from my new collection of poetry entitled Dark and Perfect Angels, which will be out in the fall. This one is after, like a good Chicano boy, I read Pablo Neruda. And I'm reading right now, at night before I go to sleep, I'm reading some of his later work called Isla Negra, which most critics don't consider his best work. But I find it very interesting. He's an old man, and the title is taken from a not a very famous poem of his, but I took this line because I thought it was a wonderful line, and it becomes the title for my poem. And the title is, "No sabe el río que se llama río," which is to say, the river does not know that it is called river. And this is about, I was in Palo Alto, my last year at Stanford, dying to get the hell out. Like every graduate student, thinking, I got a job, I'm going to have money. But more than that, I had got a job at UTEP, which is not far from my home. And I was dying to get back to the Rio Grande and dying to get back to the border. And the Rio Grande is a very poor river. It is the poorest of the Earth's river, as a matter of fact. But I love that river. And so this is really a poem to the river. No sabe el río que se llama río. River, I've returned. This is where I learned to love your waters, memorize the words, drowning, death, and life. This is where I learned that I was flesh, fast and hard. Fish swim fast and hard. The race is for the swift. River, I remember summer afternoons. Those days were hot, and you were cool. I was softer then. Those summer waters gone now to the Gulf, farther, farther they have flowed toward greater waters, become a part of oceans vaster than the deserts of the earth. Waters flow into waters. My flesh began as water, grown hard as bone. I am individual. In my tongue, that word is harsh and holy. And yet the peoples of the earth call, come. I want to flow into others, into bodies. There are no hearts without them. Into that child who is touching a leaf for the first time in awe of the green. Into that woman who fears the man she loves. I want to know her hunger. I want to flow into that dying man who suffered years of hate because he would not walk the path of other men. That tired, hated man who daily wakes to offer silent thanks for the breath he steals each morning from the dirty, stingy air. Flow, flow into the scared and breathless man who runs across the desert, runs across the border, runs across the freeway, running, running. Flow into his calloused hands. Know and be his work. Know and be his hands. I have spent my life shouting out my name. I have spelled it out one letter at a time and then stared hard at what I was until I fell exhausted. I am tired of my name. I am crooked from this yoke, from the heavy borders of I am. We divide time into years. We divide years into seasons. We have different names for every river, a different name for every ocean on the earth. But the river does not know that we have named it river. It does not know that it is separate from the waters that call, come, come. The river has flowed 1,000 years. It is spring, and the river is spilling with the newness of winter's melted snow, each season flowing into each season. River, I have been gone a long time. I am returning to your waters. River, I've come back. River, I'm afraid. Carry me like water.